the house of an astrologer. And he asked the astrologer, he asked, "Can you please tell me who I was in my previous life?" The astrologer started chanting his Gopal mantra and immediately saw the form of Vishnu holding the chakra, the ghada, holding the lotus flower. And then he saw that he was standing in the jail of Kamsa, and he saw Devaki and Vasudev offering prayers. Then he saw the same Vishnu form coming to Vrindavan and then becoming a baby Krishna. Then he saw the form of Narasimha, he saw Vamana, he saw Parashuram, he saw all the forms of Vishnu. The astrologers were becoming restless. And then he saw that the same Nimai Pandit was standing there. So he said, "I can actually ascertain who you were in your previous life. I just can see so much effulgence coming out of you. But I need to chant my mantras to ascertain who you really are." Like this Nimai Pandit walked further into the deep city of Navadvipa, who was full of different shops. And then after walking a distance, he came to this place, to the house of Kalaveshya Sridhar. And he asked him a question. He said, "Why you, even though you are a devotee of Vishnu, you have such a poor condition? Your roof has no brass, your cloth is mended in almost 10 places. I can see that you are very poor. Why, if you are a devotee of Krishna, you are so poor, that the Shaktas, they have everything?" So he said, "Actually, I'm not poor. This is very nice sunlight coming through the roof. And I always have some kind of cloth. And I never starve. I always have some kind of food. The Lord is very kind to give me everything I need." So Mahaprabhu was taking from him anything there was at home. He was taking banana trunks, banana flowers. He was taking the cups that he was making and bananas. And even was stealing the squash he was growing in the roof. And then going to his house and preparing with meal. He was enjoying so much to take anything from Kalaveshya Sridhar. And Mahaprabhu, after returning home, he would sit in front of his Vishnu temple where he worshipped the Shalagram Shila and contemplate his pastimes in this city of Navadvipa. It was no different than Mathura and Vrindavan. And Mata Sachi would hear from the side that Mahaprabhu was seated the sounds of the flute, very beautiful flute playing. And he would collapse in ecstasy hearing the flute. And then we would come close to Mahaprabhu and we would hear that nobody was playing the flute. But she would go again, away a distance. Again she would hear the wonderful sound of the flute. And Lakshmi Devi would prepare a wonderful meal for Mahaprabhu, put some rice with ghee, and Mahaprabhu would eat. And Lakshmi Devi would see, Mata Sachi would see in the heart of Mahaprabhu the full moon. So it was some amazing pastimes. He was not revealing himself who he was, but he was manifesting this pride of being a scholar. He was not acting like Krishna. He was not acting like Vishnu. He was not killing demons or sporting different weapons. He was just sporting his books, his knowledge of grammar, Nalankar, and in that way he was defeating all the inhabitants of Navadvipa with his beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai. Hare Krishna.
Then my Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. In the meantime, Kalaveshya Sridhar's neighbors asked him, "Why don't you invest your money? You're making so much money from your banana sales. You're spending it all on the Ganges. You just save it up for a year. Invest, buy more land, increase your capital. Make a capital investment, you'll become rich." He said, "No, it's okay. If I stop investing, if I stop doing Ganges worship for 1 year, what's to say that I'll start it again? And may get addicted to start not worshiping. Krishna is all powerful. If he wants to make me rich, he can do it." Then they also said the same things, that you got a hole in your roof, you got a hole in your car.
Russian, Chinese,
but he gave also the same answer. So Kalaveshya was very fixed in following the orders of his spiritual master. Then Lord Chaitanya came with this announcement. Someone want to speak on that? When Lord Chaitanya asked Gaurahari, This is a call of the singer.
You want to speak on that? When he came at that time, he asked Nikola Raksha Sridhar, why do you so how are you doing now? He said, oh, everything's all right. Doing my worship. He said, you know, you worship the Ganges. Then I'm the father of the Ganges. I'm the worshipable object of the Ganges. Hare, I thought young people were, you were mischief when you're young, but now that you're grown, you're worse. How can you say such a thing? Vishnu. Vishnu is the origin of the Ganges. Anyway, I won't bother you for that now, but I want to know, I know you're holding a big treasure. And you're not revealing it to anyone. But I will reveal it one day. I will expose you. You are very rich. You have a treasure. Then he said, well, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, leave that aside. Anyway, I will expose it. Don't worry. In the meantime, you give me some good vegetables and fruit. But I want to tell you one thing. Don't give me the lousy stuff, like mostly beggars get lousy stuff. I want the good stuff. You give me the good things. So off and on, Lord Chaitanya would visit here. Then there was the pastime after the Shankazi was defeated. All the devotees came here. Who wants to speak their pastime? You want to speak it?
We lost a lot to him in the marathon, Kirtan, and Shankazi was converted. Lord Chaitanya was very, very thirsty. So he came from Shankazi's room. He had a house, it just consists of one room, but no roof on the top.
In here, Sridhar.
Can you hear now?
This is Shankazi's room.
No. Kolavit Sridhar. He only had one room, but no roof, and he only had one pot in his house. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased by Kulavati Sridhar's devotion that when he was thirsty, he came to Kulavati Sridhar's room and he drank water from the pot that Kulavati Sridhar used to eat and drink. So when Kulavati Sridhar saw that the Lord was drinking water from his pot, he said, No! What are you doing? You're drinking water from the pot that I use for eating. The Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm getting purified. And Lord Chaitanya was very, he went to him and drank water from that pot.
So all the devotees, this place is also known as Disravastan, because all the devotees after the defeat of the Shankazi or his order that the Sankirtan movement wouldn't be obstructed. They came here and rested, just like you're all resting. So this is the Vishramstan. And there's one more pastime. Where Lord Chaitanya was in his Mahaprakash, when he's showing his Leela, he revealed to the Advaita Gosai and the devotees that he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, come as his own devotee. There were just confidential devotees there. And he told them to bring Kolavecha Sridhar. So they brought Kolavecha, they went to see Kolavecha, told them, Gaurahari wants to see you. Gaurahari wants to see, I am very insignificant. He wants to see me.
He fainted.
Then they had to know what to do. They picked him up and carried him over to the Mahaprakash. There, the arti was going on. Lord Chaitanya was expanding his effulgence. All you could see was Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. The rest of the universe disappeared. Lord Chaitanya asked Balaramacharya Sridhar, "What blessing do you want? I want to give you a blessing. One of the names of the Lord is Bharata, giver of benedictions. When he reveals himself to you, you have to take a benediction. Are you all ready to ask for a benediction? You better ask for the right one." As he offered, the Lord offered, "I will make you a king. You can be the king. Have your own kingdom with servants and ministers and everything, king." The follower of the Sridhar said, "No, I don't want to be a king. I don't want that. No, you have to take a blessing. Okay, I'll give you all mystic powers. Anima, prapti. You can go anywhere, achieve anything, become smaller. Anima, smaller than the smaller. Mohima, bigger than the biggest. No, I don't want this mystic powers. Okay, then listen. I will give you the benediction of Brahman realization. You can merge into the effulgence of Brahman." "Oh, no, no, I don't want that. Not at all." "Then what do you want?" "Well, if I have to take something, allow me that I can take birth whenever you're incarnating, and I can provide all your vegetable and fruit needs. I want to see that smiling face of that golden boy. Golanga! The Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, I'm going to give you the blessing even Shiva and Brahma are anxious for. I'm giving you the blessing of pure love for Krishna. All the devotees were that here the banana salesman is getting pure love of Krishna, which even Brahma and Shiva cannot get. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He's giving them all the mercy, giving him. They start pulling their hair, rolling on the ground in ecstasy." So like this, Lord Chaitanya benedicted Balaramacharya Sridhar by his faithful service, carrying out the order of his guru, by his devotional loving exchanges with Lord Gauranga in his different ages. He got the highest benediction.
Shubhaut Swami. Ah.